This is Paul Jenkins, and you're listening to the Reluctant Leader Podcast. Now, I believe two things are true. One, everyone leads someone. And two, no one really feels qualified to lead anyone. So maybe you feel overlooked, unqualified, invisible. But the good news is, in the Bible and in life, the most qualified aren't always the most obvious. Do you think it's an overstatement to say that we're living in the most anxious generation our country has ever known? I got some statistics that might back that up, and I also have some ideas about what we can do to help this generation find and live in peace. Welcome to episode 27. Hey, thanks for joining me on this episode of the Reluctant Leader Podcast. I'm Paul Jenkins, and I think it's funny. It's been kind of a little bit of a break since our last episode. I literally, in episode 26, talked about what happens when we start, stop, and then I stopped. My plan was just to take a couple months off and work on lining up some interviews, really just kind of asking God, where do we go in potentially season number two? Because that's a thing now, like season one, season two, season whatever. And I'm just, instead of starting a second season, we're just going to start today with episode 27. I've got a couple interviews lined up coming in the months ahead. I just want to share with you about the power of a non-anxious presence. Did you know that in the COVID-19 pandemic, the number of anxiety and depressive disorders grew? That shouldn't surprise anybody, but listen to these stats. Depressive symptoms grew by 28%. Anxiety disorders grew by 25%. And the age group that's affected more than any other age group is 18 to 25 years old, which also shouldn't be a surprise, but they literally experience mental health crises twice as often as people 50 and over. So what does that mean? It means that we as leaders have got to find a way to be a non-anxious presence for those around us who are struggling with anxiety, struggling with depressive episodes and symptoms. And let's just boil it down. What do we get anxious about? We tend to get anxious over the things that we cannot control. And so the way to bring peace to situations that we can't control is by doing the very things that we can control. Listen to this statement. We don't always have control over what we feel in the moment, but we always have control over what we do in the moment that we feel it. Let me say that again. We don't always have control over what we feel in the moment. Sometimes our emotions can ambush us, yes, but we always have control over what we do in the moment that we feel it. And when we give that power away, the power that we have to choose, we become leaders who react instead of leaders who respond. And you already know this, but leaders who react cause anxiety. They don't bring peace. Good leaders are not the ones who never feel like they're failing. Good leaders are the ones who respond to that feeling by leading themselves out of that place. And we see this example in the Psalms, which, if you're not familiar with the scriptures, the Psalms are just a collection of powerfully authentic prayers and songs that were written by men who knew how to lead themselves. Too many people in today's church are in leadership positions because of charisma instead of character, and that only sets the leader and the church up for future pain and failure because our charisma takes us places that our character cannot sustain us. So if we can't lead ourselves first, then we have no business leading others. Part of leading ourselves is navigating the normal feelings of anxiety that anyone leading others is going to feel. Like anybody who leads other people is naturally going to feel not enough, inefficient, ineffective. We're going to feel like we can't lead people authentically. But when we know how to handle those moments, those feelings, then we can become a person who leads people with a non-anxious presence. In other words, leaders who are peacemakers, who point to the culture God has always desired for his people. In the words of John Eldridge, we would become leaders who create what he calls outposts of Eden. Basically, in a world full of chaos that results from the sin that drove us from the garden that God created for us to live in, we become outposts of Eden. When people are around us, they're like, wait, something about where I am with this person feels like what God wants for me. It reminds people of who they were created to be. And you and I as leaders are called to be those types of leaders. We lead people with a non-anxious presence. We're responding, we're not reacting. And so how do we do that? In Psalms, I found three Psalms that show us what that looks like. Psalm 95:1 says, come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Sometimes we have to sing, we have to do something in the moment that takes us to what we hope to achieve. They didn't have joy, so they sang for joy to the Lord. They didn't deny, and again, the Psalms are so beautifully authentic. They don't deny the problems that are going on around them, but the psalmist says, in that moment, right, we don't have control necessarily of what we feel in that moment, but in this moment that I'm feeling anxiety, I'm going to sing for joy. Psalm 98, verses 4, 5, and 6, the psalmist says, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. And then in verse 6, he says, shout for joy before the Lord. In verse 5, make music to the Lord. It's like these are action words, right? Like we feel non-joyful, we feel anxious, but in that moment we do something that points us and the people that we're leading, right, to joy. Psalm 98, which is a song of ascent, which basically means the people would sing this as they were making their way to the temple. Verses 7, 8, 9, the psalmist says, let us go to his dwelling place. Let us worship at his footstool, saying, arise, Lord, and come to your resting place, you and the ark of your might. May your priests be clothed with your righteousness. And here's the last line. And may your faithful people sing for joy. Leaders, listen to me. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. You and I have been put in positions of leadership so that we can respond to the truth of what God has said. We can help our people, the people that are following us, we can help lead them to a place where not only are they coming maybe to our church, our services, and hoping that we can give them a word of peace, but they're learning also how to lead themselves, how to say to their spirit, like, rise up within me and proclaim truth about who God is so that they begin to take control. Let me say it again. We don't always have control over what we feel in the moment, but we always have control over what we do in the moment that we feel it. You and I are not captives to our feelings. And if we can do anything in this time to set up the next generation for success, we need to be the ones modeling a non-anxious presence. To this country that has seen an explosion of anxiety, we can be the ones that point to the Prince of Peace. You've been listening to the Reluctant Leader Podcast. Thanks so much for being a part of this conversation. You can follow us at thereluctantleaderpodcast.com or wherever you download
your podcast. Be sure that you subscribe and like us and leave us a rating and a comment. We'd love to hear from you and hear what God's showing you. And remember this, no matter how reluctant you feel, keep saying yes, and He'll do the rest.